You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when to turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome, welcome. Oh, I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad we're here together. And you know, I've been able to say that over and over again. We are celebrating our 20th season. Isn't that wonderful? In the beginning, we started with Native Voice One as Reservations with Dawn Karima, and that's how many of you found us on NPR stations. And we have had the privilege of being with Talktainment Radio and these other beautiful platforms who have shown love to us all this time. And so I really just wanted to take a few minutes and just honor our anniversary. I think to do anything in this world is amazing. When you think about all that you have to do to bring something from an idea to manifestation, a lot of prayers, a lot of volunteers, many donations and sponsors, a lot of help and grace, all have brought us to today. And so I just wanted to make a wonderful, wonderful celebration of this great milestone. I started this podcast as a student, right? I mean, I would think about that. I was still in school. And now here we are. And so many guests have helped us to be here today. Over the years, we've had the opportunity to talk with senators, celebrities, artists, activists, good human beings. And all of them had one thing in common. Love. A love for what they do, a love for humanity, a love for other people. I mean, it's been tremendous to see all the ways that people show love every day. As the executive director, the president of Wells of Victory, our nonprofit, and of course that has the levels of love that include the Indigenous Inspiration Academy, our virtual COVID-safe micro school, home school for Indigenous boys and allies. And then our wonderful, wonderful Indigenous Inspiration Spiritual Division and Indigenous Mama, where we specifically concentrate on transmitting culture and tradition in ways that children, families can carry it to the seventh generation. But the podcast is our flagship activity. I can't be everywhere at once, neither can our board members, but we can all be part of this podcast. And so I want to thank, first of all, our board members. Oh my goodness, over the years we've had some of the most amazing people as board members and still do, and I thank all of our sponsors and our donors who give from their heart, our guests who speak from the heart. Because as I think about it now, I mean, all of these conversations are medicine. And you know, this all started because I was visiting with my grandmother. And the news came on and they were showing what crime and what problems and what disasters were happening that day. And she said, you know, there's way more good people in the world than bad. The bad ones just get more publicity. And I was working in the news business at the time. and the broadcast we were watching, you know, I was part of that network. And I thought, not on my show. And that idea grew from a student in school to a global podcast that lets us lift up positive people and the things that they are doing and the wonderful things that are happening just because people love one another and love the world that they're in. As part of our nonprofit, we really believe, our mission, we really believe that the Creator gives every person something to do that shows the world how much God loves them. And so for someone, it might be a beautiful singing voice, or it might be a very kind demeanor. It might be beauty. It might be artistic talent or musical talent. It could be service, acts of service and love. Those people who help you when you need help. It could be gracious tolerance and patience. It could be a kind word. But those gifts are in us, and we're supposed to use them for one another. Because gifts aren't really for us, right? They're for the world. I mean, my singing voice has been a great gift to my life. I've won a Native American Music Award, the Native American Grammy, Indigenous Artist Activist Awards, and 4 Global Music Awards, the Red Carpet Award, Fair Play Country Music Award. I mean, just so many, and I'm so grateful for all of them. But really, my voice isn't for me. It's for the world, to comfort and to encourage and to bless other people and let them know in some way that God loves them and God is for them. And so our guests come to this podcast over all these seasons, and they tell us, they tell us, they show us, they offer us, they give us the gift that is in each one of them. And I think that is a remarkable legacy for us all. We have conversations that are surprising. Many times I have invited people because of their art or their music or something that I think that they specifically represent. And then when they begin the conversation and flow into it, organically speaking, they start sharing something totally different. You know them for their music, but their passion is their art. Or you know them for their art, but they truly care about the environment. And we always end up talking about something deeper and more meaningful than I expect. There are guests who have showed us their wounds. Let us see exactly what was in their hearts, what was in their minds, and what was different in their lives. There are guests that have shown us the journey that they've taken. How did they start? How did they begin? And I think that's so important. You know, years ago, we knew a powwow drummer, and he had had a very difficult upbringing and some challenging health problems and just had a really rugged time in life. But he wanted to change his life. And one thing he said to us was, how do you do that? Like, everybody shows you the TV shows with the mansions and the cars and the families, but how do you get from here to there? And that's a really good point. For some of us, we start off in families that give us a push when we're started, right? They put us on a good path and help us to stay there. But what if you don't? Well, we've had guests come and show us their journeys. What did they do to become who they are today? What are they doing to not relapse or to fall back into their origins or their challenges? What are they doing now to help others? And so season after season, we heard those stories and we learned about the journey. I have a message some of you may have heard. You can get there from here. And you can, but somebody has to show you, and our guests over these seasons have done that. We have had an awesome opportunity through this podcast to transmit culture. You know, in the old past, we all got together at ceremony, and we were around the fire, and people told stories, and there were teachings. There were people who walked with us, the elders, the ancestors, the leaders, and they shared with us, what should we do, and how should we do it? Who are we, and how do we walk in this world? And then the world happened. I mean, whether it was the Trail of Tears or the termination relocation era or residential schools, so many people have been separated from culture. And so this podcast has been a place where some of our most powerful people have come and shared what they know, their teachings, their stories, their words of encouragement, their history, the language. How wonderful to have it all in one place. One place. Where our friends and allies all over the world can hear, and we can listen to people that we might not be able to buy a plane ticket to meet. I'm always amazed at how people all over the world, 160 countries, right? All the 50 states and the Canadian provinces too. I mean, it's amazing to me how people all over the world listen and are part of this conversation from where they are. I'm honored by that. I don't take that lightly. I'm humbled by that. I know that you could be doing anything, right, with your time, and that you share it with us is tremendous. It's a gift. And then we have the beauty of this knowledge, this wisdom going out into hearts, becoming education and empowerment for Indigenous people, but also becoming a way for our allies to become empathetic and sympathetic and interested in us. We usually have action steps. My brother coined the term the get off the couch step, because so many people, because we have this sort of information overload, streaming is everywhere 24/7. It's very easy to listen and then move on. Ooh, that was interesting. And then move on to the next. But we try to have that get off the couch step where you can donate, where you can support, where you can buy, where you can learn, where you can grow, where you can literally implement what you have heard in this podcast into your life. Isn't that marvelous? I'm always moved by what I learn. What I learn from our guests, what I learn from our listeners, these conversations are important. And sometimes we have hard conversations. Sometimes we have conversations that are absolutely delightful. I mean, our guests are so special and precious that many of them become friends, have become lifelong friends. We've had people who started here with a conversation with me, and now I am friends with them. And not just, oh yeah, you know, social media type friends, but deeply invested in them, and they are kind and generous friends. This podcast makes room for us. It brings us before great people. And I think of so many times, I mean, I have done this podcast from a hospital bed. I have done this podcast while I was in traction. I have hosted this podcast while, you know, I was preparing to give birth in just a few days. And I've hosted this podcast during the holiday seasons and ceremony seasons and storytelling seasons, and I have seen so many things in the lives of our listeners and our guests, our donors and our sponsors, that can only be described as miracles. There are times when people will say just the right thing I needed to hear, and then I find out our guests also heard what they needed to hear at the time. This humble podcast that we have to have a miracle every month just to produce it has prevented suicides, has been a matchmaker to people who met their partners. In the beginning, we had more than one guest, and we had situations where people were guests and then kept the conversation going and ended up dating each other. This podcast has moved to generations. People who listened when we all were very young, are now listening and their children are listening, homeschool families that use this podcast as curriculum. This podcast is taught and assigned in college classes, university classes, more than one at different universities. I am deeply grateful for that. I think I wanted to honor this milestone so much because it's amazing in this day and age. When I was a small child, many people in my family were married over 50 years. 25, 40. I've told you many times about my granddaddy and his beautiful wife. They were together since they were children, and he lived to be 100. And I think about that a lot, you know, that was just bedrock of communities, were solid families and people who were solid citizens, people who retired from a job and were dependable for, you know, 20, 40 years, and we could rely on them and we knew that they would be there. Businesses that were the stalwarts of the community, they were just there. You know, you drove past them, you went to them, your grandparents had been to them. People who have been part of the fabric of our reservations and our communities, our towns, our villages for decades. Neighbors, you know, and you see them for years and years, and teachers that are teaching classes one after another. I think of so many people. My granddaddy used to say, if your faith don't work, try faithfulness. And there are so many people and organizations and businesses. I mean, think of all the times that we have enjoyed our churches and our ceremonies, and now it's our turn. Now it's our turn. Like, I think about all the churches and the ceremonies and all that where the elders would be doing great things, and now it's my turn, right? I'm not a person that really likes to lead. I prefer to pray. I prefer to speak. But I prefer when other people are actually leading. And can you believe that now it's our turn? Yeah, it's our turn to lead. It's our turn to grow. It's our turn to do what needs to be done. I mean, I am amazed by that. I'm just shocked and amazed that all of it is, it's our turn. And to see these dependable, wonderful people doing things in their community and telling us about them on this podcast shows us the power of faithfulness in our communities. That sometimes over these 20 seasons, I mean, starting when I was a student in school to now, showing up is the main ingredient in greatness. I mean, can you believe that? I mean, I think sometimes just coming to the podcast and being ready to host it, and the guests come, and they're ready to speak, and then that's where the magic happens, the miracles happen. And so that's why it's so important for me to honor this milestone. We'll have more. We'll have more. But in a world where things are being cut short by COVID and other pandemics, in a world where lives are being cut short and people are, that you look to the left and you look to the right and people are missing now. Institutions and platforms and things that we have known for years are no longer with us. I think it's important for us to talk about milestones. It's important for us to be grateful for our milestones. It's really powerful to talk about milestones, to talk about faithful people, to talk about people who are still doing great things in the community. They were years ago and they still are. And so it's important to me to celebrate with you. So many of you donate, and we need your help now more than ever. We really do. Grants that we were expecting have been cut, and it's difficult for us to pay the bill and to do what we need to do going forward. And even the way that we serve people, we're having to get really, really creative, right? To keep people safe and to keep ourselves safe, all of our events will be virtual. And we will be making decisions that make this podcast more important than ever, right? Because this is the platform. We're not going to be able to travel to speak to groups. And so we will bring the groups to us here through this podcast. But we need your help to do that. You can find us on PayPal at wellsofvictory@protonmail.com. We have an account there, nonprofit account. That's Wells, W-E-L-L-S, of O-F, Victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, at protonmail.com. And that's our PayPal account. So when you donate, donations can be tax deductible, and they certainly can help us to continue this podcast and do the work that we've been doing and want to do it. So many of you have shared with us. We've had donations from a fourth grade class. We've had donations from companies and businesses. We've had donations from individuals who just wanted to share and be kind. We've had people volunteer their time and share what they have with us. And this is the moment that I want you to know that everything we do, you're part of what we do. This podcast won the Indigenous Artist Activist Award, and at that time we went out to California and received it, and we were so grateful, and it was a beautiful, beautiful experience, and it let us know that people truly appreciate and enjoy this podcast and are grateful for it. We have been nominated for the Indigenous Music Award for this wonderful podcast. The Fair Play Country Music Award, the Red Carpet Award Show in Holland, Europe. We have been so blessed with the accolades this podcast has received, and that's all. Every time you donate, it's part of that. You're part of that. It's your award, too. It's an honor for you as well. And I'm always amazed when people recognize this podcast or give us, I don't know, any recognition whatsoever, because that's not why we do it. We do it because of our mission to empower people who are Indigenous and educate non-Indigenous people about us with the hope of creating community and allies and friendships, transcending differences with the love of God. And so every time someone nominates us or awards us, we have this warm, wonderful feeling that it just lets us know, yes, what you're doing matters in the world, and people are enjoying it, and they're liking it, and we want to continue doing it. I'm grateful. I'm really grateful. And so we couldn't do anything without our sponsors. We couldn't do anything without our donors. And so we want to say thank you to you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your graciousness and your kindness. You're willing to share with us. Thank you for your faithfulness. That seems to be a key word in this whole journey of this beautiful podcast. I think about a lot of listeners, and I want to say thank you to you, the listeners, right now. I think about the young man who said, oh, I know you. We used to listen to you at night when we were falling asleep in the sandbox. He'd been stationed in the Middle East, and he and his company would listen to this podcast, and it was comforting to them. These students who tell me that they've heard it as lessons in school or homeschool, and it helped them to know that Native people are not extinct, but instead are very vibrant and vital and doing amazing things in the earth. The people who told me flat out, but they didn't know anything about Native people. Thought maybe we were extinct. And then this podcast brought them senators and movie directors and business people and artists and scientists and lawyers and doctors. And they realized, what a thriving population tribal people are. The elders. For much of my career, I taught Native studies, Indigenous studies, Cherokee studies at university level. And I would have elders tell me that they were joining my class because they wanted to learn about their culture that had been taken away from them by the residential school, boarding school era, or colonialism, religion, telling them that it was witchcraft and they shouldn't be part of it. And now, as their lives were moving into sunset, they wanted to know. I think my oldest student was in her 70s, and she said she was coming to our class because she wanted to learn how to speak to the Creator when she met Him. And this podcast reaches elders, too. The children who learn from this podcast and the elders who learn from this podcast are both precious to us. And then the reconnecting folks who haven't had a chance to really know their heritage until now and are trying to find gentle ways to connect with who they are, all are welcome here. People who are looking for us and people who are looking for themselves, as long as people come with love in their hearts, and they are welcome. And so we've had some just amazing moments, too many to count, too many to even reflect on right here. But I think about all of you who listen, who donate, who sponsor, who appear. The guests donate their time, right? We don't pay anybody. Everyone is a volunteer. And so the fact that they move their schedules around and change their busy days and take time for us. We've had folks pull over on the side of the road and do an interview. We've had people do interviews in airports. We've had people stop in the middle of a conference, take time out, and visit with us. We've even had interviews from backstage, some of our musician friends. It's amazing. And it's very humbling to me that this very small idea that I had while sitting on a sofa watching TV has turned into something that, you know, from a student's idea to reality, an amazing reality. And so I'm very happy that I have the chance to celebrate with all of you. And when we come back from break, what I am going to do is share with you some of our traditional stories as a way of celebration. I mean, it's great to celebrate in many, many ways, but I think this is an occasion that deserves some stories. So grab some tea, get really cozy, and we'll be right back.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast, click on Play, or click on subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
We are strong, and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years... Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Presenting Great Moments in the History of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Sinking ship without the captain, it happens, but it don't have to. The father than you before you were born and your life was mapped too. So give truth a chance and you will advance. God's will for your life is the real stance. Simplistic, some say, but still give props. God willing, I'll continue when the music stops. So a thumb, how I stick out. Take a click out. This is flow mania. If they pin, I kick out. Shots don't lick out. Ain't no reason for it. I write a book or so in the off-season story. Critics may ignore it. It's what they do to real. It's a formula developed for a few to feel. With very little human support, I still manage. They ridicule my faith, but deal no real damage. If I retaliate, it feel like ill cannons. Mainstream starving, but still conceal famine.
my goodness. Over my lifetime, I have been gifted with such beautiful stories. You know, stories are a gift, right? I was asked once by a reporter what the most telling communication difference was, maybe between tribal people and the dominant culture. And I know he probably expected me to say something about being stoic. But if you really know tribal people, no. If you know tribal people and you don't have a nickname and nobody teases you, they don't like you. Because if we like you, you get a nickname, we tease you, we include you. I don't think anybody laughs more than tribal people do, really. I mean, I've had dinners. I've been sitting at dinner, and we could almost not finish the food for laughing. We could almost not, you know, the car ride to the powwow can be some of the most hilarious times you will ever experience. And so, I just want to tell some stories right now and just bring us all into a good space to honor these 20 seasons and as a prayer that we will be able to continue to move beyond and continue to bring these conversations and this podcast to you. All of us need to pray that the Creator will give us ways to do that. So starting with this story... This wonderful story. I don't think I've ever really told this one very much. I heard it, and I was literally in a car with my friends and relatives, and we were headed to a powwow, and we were going to a powwow, a Trail of Tears powwow, I think it was, And anyway, we were going to a powwow, and I think it was Kentucky, and one of the singers on the drum was telling this story. And I don't know why, it just came back to me recently, but the guys really, you know, were trying to meet pretty girls, and they were trying to have a fun time at the powwow, and one of the older singers told this story, and it's about the hummingbird and the crane. And evidently, the hummingbird and the crane had a race. Did you know that? I didn't know that. But they did, because there was a very beautiful woman. Oh, it always starts there, doesn't it? Oh, my goodness. I was thinking back to when I was Miss Native American Worldwide, and one of my friends was teasing me, and he said, well, just because you got a crown and a sash, don't let it go to your head. And so there was a beautiful woman, and both the crane and the hummingbird really liked her. I mean, they thought she was super pretty. And the hummingbird, of course, was beautiful, right? He had jewels on his feathers. A hummingbird, actually, Walela, can shine and glimmer. And you ever see that pattern of rubies at his throat? And so he was a incredibly handsome fellow. I mean, the hummingbird was good-looking, and the woman thought so, too. Now, this beautiful woman thought the hummingbird was just beautiful. Well, you know how it is, ladies. That guy you really like. The guy who likes, and then the guy that likes you, right? Who you wish would text, and who's really texting. And so... the crane kept coming around to the beautiful woman's house, and he kept trying to see her and court her and woo her and talk to her, and she was not interested in him at all. Oh, she liked the hummingbird. And so finally, just to get rid of the crane, she's like, you know what? You and the hummingbird both come here tomorrow, and you have a race. And... whoever wins the race, I'll marry them. Well, the hummingbird was fine with it, but the crane was really excited. Oh, this was his moment. He could finally marry the beautiful woman that he liked so much. Well, you know, ladies, the woman was hoping that the hummingbird would win because he was so beautiful and handsome to look at. But you know how it goes. The woman thought that the hummingbird would win because he could really fly fast. Have you ever seen a hummingbird? We have hummingbird feeders, and the hummingbirds migrate through Cherokee, North Carolina, and you can see so many of them, and they're so beautiful, and they're very attracted to cell phones and the color red. So a lot of people will wear red, and they'll come really close to you, or if you have your phone, they might come really close to your phone, and boy, they move fast. They move fast. And so the woman was just sure that the handsome hummingbird would be the winner. You know, he was fast, he was handsome, she was hoping for the best, she thought. Plot twist! The crane could fly all night long. The hummingbird could only fly during the day, and then at night it goes into something called torpor, I think, where everything kind of stops and it's very still to conserve its energy until the sun is up the next day. But the crane, on the other hand, could fly all night long. And so the plan was for the crane to race the hummingbird all around the world. And whichever one got back to the woman's house would get to marry her. Well, the race began. The hummingbird was flying. And his silver feathers, they were just, oh my goodness, shining in the light of the sun. And there was the crane just kind of, you know, flying along. Cranes always look a little bit like they might crash. You ever see the sandhill crane migration? I have. And there's flocks of them, and they're flying, and it's great, but okay. Then they kind of land. Herons, we see a lot of herons and egrets. Whenever they land, it looks a little bit like, ah, incoming. And so the crane was just, you know, kind of just flying along. And the hummingbird flew fast all day, all day. And then, when the sun began to set, the hummingbird made himself comfortable so that he could rest during the dark of the night. And the way they told it to me, right, the crane never stopped. Yeah, his flying was clumsy, and his flying was a little bit, not that graceful, but he kept flying. He kept flying all night long. He flew the best he could. And then, you know, when the morning came, he was still flying. And the hummingbird was just waking up. He said, all right, I'm going to fly. It's going to be all right. I'm going to fly. You're going to see, what happens, right? You're going to see how fast I fly, and I'm going to get to marry the beautiful woman. It's going to be fine. Except it wasn't, because he passed the crane, and he couldn't figure out how the crane had actually gotten ahead of him in the first place. But he flew and flew and flew all day, and the crane was behind him. And he said, well, this is more like it should be. I'm flying fast, the crane is flying slow, and I will win this race. Well, except that night, the hummingbird settled down to go into torpor and rest. And the crane kept flying and flying and flying all night long. What the crane lacked in speed, he made up for in stamina. Oh, my goodness, the crane kept flying and flying and flying and flying and flying and flying. And he made it. And every day, the hummingbird would fly fast, but the crane would fly faithfully. The hummingbird would fly fast for the 8 best hours of the day, but the crane used all 24. And so the woman was amazed and kind of horrified. When the crane showed up at her house first, how did this happen? She said. How did you win this race? Oh, well, said the crane. The hummingbird flies fast, but I fly faithfully. Finally, the hummingbird came to the woman's house, and he was shocked to see the crane eating cornbread and bean dumplings and drinking water. "What are you doing here?" said the hummingbird. "You fly much more slowly than I do." "Mm-hmm," said the crane. "You're right. But I fly faithfully. I keep flying, I keep flying, I keep flying, no matter what. I fly when it rains, and I fly when it doesn't rain. I fly fast when I can, and I fly slow when I have to. I fly forward, 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 faithfully at all hours of the day." "Oh, no," said the hummingbird. I should win the race because I am handsome and because I am fast." "You are fast," said the crane, "and that's a good thing. But sometimes faithful is an even better thing." And so, the way the powwow singer told this story, he said, well, it turned out that the beautiful woman said she would never marry an ugly fellow with skinny legs, and she didn't like the crane after all, and so she didn't marry him. But it was all right, because as the crane flew faithfully and steadily, even though he was not as fast or as handsome as the hummingbird, another crane took notice of him. A good and decent crane woman who was very, very, very faithful herself. Every day she went to find food and stood in the same spot in the pond. And when she saw the crane fly over her, she thought he was very, very dedicated, steady, reliable, and decent. So the woman said, "I don't want to marry you. I don't want to marry a crane. I want a handsome husband." "I understand," said the crane, "and it's fine by me." And he finished his cornbread and his bean dumplings and drank some more water and flew faithfully and steadily to where the woman crane was standing in the pond, reliable, dependable, steady, and faithful herself. And they became the Crane family. And they lived happily together. At least that's the way that powwow singer told it to me. I'm telling it to you now. And so sometimes there are things that start with fireworks. There are things that start with big budgets and lots of money and star power. And then there are things that grow over the years. I'd like to thank everyone who made this podcast possible, who took a chance and believed in us. I remember that first meeting at Native Voice One, and I didn't even have a demo, just an idea. And they listened to me, and when I came back with a demo, they signed us immediately, put us on the air. And then the NPR stations began to pick us up. And I would see people from those stations, and they would be so excited about what we were doing. I'm thinking about the stations in Warm Springs and Alaska and Minneapolis, Cullowhee. And then, amazingly, we had a chance to reach the entire world beyond radio with TalkTainmentRadio.com. Actual terrestrial radio stations, but also the digital streaming that brought this podcast to so many more people. And then we've added platforms ever since, added listeners ever since, and now we really are worldwide. And so that crane and hummingbird story makes me think that some of you might have an idea right now. An idea that you want to see, but maybe you don't have the money. I don't think we've ever had the money. We were talking about that. The board members were talking about that. I don't think we ever just had a comfortable amount of money to start any of our projects. We just started with what we had, and a lot of times it wasn't even money. This podcast starts with my voice. That's all. And just many of the things we've gotten to do that were extraordinary, we started them first, and the support, the donations, the sponsorship, the provision came later. And that's why I want to thank the very most important person involved with this podcast. I want to honor God. This podcast is powered by prayer for 20 seasons. Oh, we thank and praise our faithful Creator. We are so grateful to God for the idea, for the opportunity, for the open doors, for the talent, the grace, the guests, the sponsors, the donors, the networks, the plants, the platforms, the engineers, producing staff, the listeners, the friends, the allies, the social media. You know, this podcast relies heavily on social media. All of you who share, all of you who find us through social media, we are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing this podcast. Thank you for prospering the guests. Thank you for blessing our board. Thank you for continuing this podcast. Thank you for giving us such fantastic engineers, producers, helpful volunteers. Thank you for the provision. Thank you for the opportunity to reach so many people. And, you know, it's a compliment to be trusted. It is. Somebody trusts you. That is phenomenal. They may like you. There's a lot of people I like, but I wouldn't trust them with my car keys or my children. And to be trusted to come into your homes and your cars and your travel and your wherever you are and share our voices and our vision with you, we thank God for making that possible and for continuing to make it possible. It's an honor to reach the world, and we are so very, very grateful. And so we thank and praise God for 20 seasons. We thank and praise God for every donor, every sponsor, every platform, every staff person, every volunteer, every board member, every classroom, every guest, every speaker, every story, every conversation, every minute, every airtime, every way in which we can reach the world in a good way. We thank God for this podcast. And we thank God for all of you. Thank you so much for joining me today to celebrate 20 seasons. I mean, literally, I started as a student, and here we are. It's amazing. And let's all believe together for many, many more and much greater success that we do many great things through this podcast and bring glory to God in them all. I can't wait till we're all together again next time. I'll see you then.
Yeah. Night Shield. Honey Dawn. Cloud Walker. I'm a native worldwide. See, we gotta stay strong. Keep your heads held high. Heartbeats to the song. And I feel it ain't worth the main, just live your life. Don't let it live you. Listen to your heart, cause it speaks the truth. Follow my lead, you can't break me down. Strong, red, and proud. Strong, red, and proud. Rest in peace to my brothers and sisters. Dakota, Maine, we sure gon' miss you. Lost a friend, but we gained an angel. Maybe that's why he had to take you. There for us in our time of need. Honor thy people now, please believe.
Oh, Oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. What the world forgave you? Come and save her. Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgets.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.